Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and I'd like to welcome everyone here to Sun and Fun 2010. We're coming to you right now from the top of the FAA Production Studio building at the FAST Team National Resource Center here in beautiful Lakeland, Florida. Today, I'm going to be joined by James McManus. Jim McManus is the Executive Director for the Seaplane Pilots Association, and he's going to be joining us, telling us a little bit about some stuff. And Jim, welcome. Are you enjoying the show?
Thank you, Rich. Absolutely.
Okay,
and,
great.
And welcome to you all. It's what a beautiful day here in sunny Florida.
All right.
We couldn't have asked for any better weather.
That's great. Now, do you guys have a booth somewhere out here?
We're in Hangar C here on the Sun and Fun campus, but also, of course, out at Fantasy of Flight. We have a booth out there as well. And our big day out there starts tomorrow on Thursday.
They call that the Splash In still? Or is that what they call it?
Yeah. Sun and Fun Splash In.
All right, great. Let's start out, first of all, you know, because I want to get to some of the stuff that you do. I mean, some of your personal accomplishments. But let's talk a little bit about what you're the director of, the Seaplane Pilots Association. A lot of people that come to Sun and Fun, they'll hit the booth and say, "Hey, how do I become a seaplane pilot? Is it difficult?"
Yeah, thanks, Rich. As a matter of fact, we're doing a big push this year to bring GA pilots into the seaplane world, because the thing I hear at the booth more often than not, and what each one of you guys here on your staff has said to me this morning, not you, Rich, because you already have one.
I've got one. Yeah.
But so many people are come up to the booth and say, "God, someday I want to get a seaplane rating. Someday I'm going to do that." Well, today's your day, I think. Seaplanes open up a whole new world of aviation, just a world that's unimaginable to some. A seaplane will take you places that no other vehicle on Earth will take you. And, we all like the Cirrus and all those other beautiful airplanes you see walking the ramps there. Absolutely.
Cool.
But, there's not an FBO in the world that's as gorgeous as the place the seaplanes call home.
I remember back when I did my stuff, I did mine over at Jack Brown Seaplane Base, and it's okay to plug a couple people, but I did my stuff over there. And in that cub, when you have that the window up, the door down,
yep.
And you're just out there.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's like you're part-time boat, part-time plane, and it's really great. And not only that, but you don't realize how many different lakes that you can land at here in Florida. There's a bunch of them.
You look at this area from the air, particularly central Florida, and there's more water than land, I think. It looks like a sponge from the air, all the little blue dots down there that are all inviting little places to land. And Florida is a very friendly seaplane state. You can land almost anywhere you want to. That's not quite true. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But it varies from state to state. Some states are more regulated than others.
That's great. Now, how big is the association you guys have right now? Are you growing in leaps and bounds? Or?
Well, we're suffering along with the rest of GA in terms of that. It's not by leaps and bounds, but we're sure holding our own. We range from anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 members worldwide, most of them in North America. And Florida's got a good slug of them themselves. Florida, Alaska, Maine, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, they're all big seaplane states.
Yeah, they are big seaplane states. Now, what kind of, you were talking earlier off camera about some kind of competition thing coming up?
Yeah, as all part of what I just said. We're pushing, like everybody else, to increase our membership. And this year we teamed up with Jack Brown Seaplane Base, one you mentioned just a second ago.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest seaplane bases in the country, if not the world, in terms of the number of students they put through. But Jack Brown is going to give away a two-day rating course, which will lead to your seaplane rating, the SES Single Engine C rating. And all you have to do is join SPA, join the Seaplane Pilots Association, and you will be automatically entered into the contest. It's a great opportunity for those that want to take that leap and get your feet wet to do it at no cost.
That's really great. The one thing that I did learn, especially and I'm just going to jump back real quick to the getting the rating itself. The amount of time that they offer to get these things is usually pretty pretty short, like a two-day course, three-day course, you know, and everything. And that sounds intimidating to some people. It's like, well, you know, I may not be the sharpest tack in the pilot box. Maybe it's going to take me 4 days. But as far as the maneuvers that these guys learn are learning, I mean, it's completely doable in that short period of time.
Absolutely. The seaplane rating is probably, it's definitely the most fun rating you ever get. And I think it's the easiest. You can do it, as you said, Rich, in a couple days. And there's no written exam at all. You go in the morning, usually, and do a little ground school. Go out and fly in the afternoon, practice some landings and takeoffs on the water. Because it's not more difficult than flying a GA airplane. It's just different. And it's something you have to learn. You come out the next morning, you do a few more landings and takeoffs. In the afternoon, you do your check ride, and you got a brand new rating.
That's cool.
It really is. Cool says it all.
Yeah. Now the difference on some of these seaplanes, the ones that they have at Jack Brown's, those are J3 Cubs,
I think? J3 Cubs, yeah.
Now, those are called amphibs, right?
Are they? Well, no, those are not amphibs.
That's right. Those are seaplanes.
Those are straight floats.
Straight float planes. And now the other ones, tell us a little bit about the different types of seaplanes that we get into here.
Yeah, a straight float plane, as we just mentioned, like Jack Brown's, have no wheels on them, so they have to land in the water. That's the only place they can land. Now the floats can be taken off, put wheels back on.
Sure.
But when it's a seaplane, that's all it is a seaplane. An amphibian, technically, is any airplane that can go both in the water and on the land. And you see some of them with floats. That's when you typically think of a seaplane. You know, one like this is, if you can see this one, it's a J3 Cub on floats. They can also be amphibians because they have wheels that retract up into the float, just like a land plane with retract up into the aircraft. But the other type of amphibian is a flying boat. It actually has a hull, very much like a boat, and it can land in the water. And when it's ready to go on land, wheels come down and can make a landing.
Okay, like the CB or the Grumman Widgeon?
Yeah, and the Lake Amphibian, there's many of them.
Lake Amphibian,
and
yeah.
The big old China Clippers and so forth were big versions of flying boats.
Well, that brings up another question for me. There's a lot of aircraft out here that are going sport plane and everything, and of course it's weight specific. Is the J3 still a sport plane,
It's an LSA. You can fly that with a light sport license. And there's a whole slew of new aircraft coming along the line that are seaplanes and light sport. There's planes like the Sea Ray, made by Progressive Aerodyne over in Orlando. The C-Max, once I start naming them, it's going to be hard because I'm going to leave some of them out because there is a large number of them.
But I guess as a generic question, there are a lot of people that are into the not production type aircraft, but I guess kit type seaplanes that you can pick up.
And you've got the experimental category. Airplanes like the twin air cam. You got a twin engine aircraft that's just absolutely a ball to fly.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's
over
experimental.
There.
That's one you put together. And the light sport, which are already production made aircraft, but you don't have to have a full pilot's license to fly them.
To go out and enjoy it, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially around here because, the terrain's not quite as rugged, and it seems like there's a lake every 2 seconds out
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and some of the training that you'll go through when you do your seaplane rating, you know, that the confined area thing, you know, where you're getting the airplane up on the step, you know, that was completely new to me, putting the controls in that fashion to try to get that airplane out of a tight, small lake.
Yeah,
and there's
absolutely.
There's a lot of those out here to play with.
And you just can't imagine the exhilaration when the first time you lift off the water, or even better yet, when you land on the water. It just seems so unnatural. So I'm going to put my airplane where? And it's absolutely magic, and you've got to give it a try. As a matter of fact, we haven't talked too much about the fly-in or the splash-in.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Over at Fantasy of Flight on Thursday.
Okay.
But Jack Brown is going to have one of his J3 Cubs on floats over at the splash-in, and you all get a chance to get your feet wet, literally, if you want to try that. It's absolutely magic.
Yeah, there's always a big turnout over there for that splash.
Last year we had over 100 airplanes, 100 seaplanes.
That's a lot of seaplanes. Now you guys are landing on Lake Agnes.
Agnes, right next to Fantasy of Flight.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock, the competition start. There'll be takeoff contest to see which airplane gets off the water quickest, and the spot landing contest, which is pretty much like the ones you have on land. You'll have some bomb drops, which is kind of unique. You'll put a big target of a rowboat or something like that out in the middle and drop grapefruits out of it and
You're
see who comes or close.
Oh, is that right?
And
how many shots do you get at that?
I'm not even sure.
As many grapefruits
not,
as a
light
plank.
Not enough for somebody like
here.
Myself.
That's great. So that's kind of a big deal for you guys. Now, it's how come it's only the one day? Now, you guys let them stay longer than a day if they want
Yeah,
to.
They can fly. They'll be flying throughout the week, but Thursday's the competitions.
Oh, I see. That's where everybody's going to come
right.
out and kind of watch and cheer on their stuff. And you guys will get a hodgepodge of everything from production built all the way through.
Yeah, you'll see it all from ultralights even. Some of the real small ultralights up to some twin-engine seaplanes and good-sized seaplanes. Kermit Weeks will no doubt have his Sunderland down there. That's a big old flying boat from the 1930s.
Is he going to have it on display for walkthrough or is he going to fly it?
Oh, it'll be definitely for walkthrough. I don't think it's flying at this point.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big plane.
That's a beautiful airplane.
Yeah, it is.
He will have his duck out there, World War II duck, which is I almost forgot. The star of the show tomorrow will be First Officer Skiles from the airline that landed in the Jeff Skiles will be out there. And we're going to present him with a complimentary membership to the Seaplane Pilots Association. Because there's not another seaplane pilot in the world that could have done what he and Scully did.
That's right.
I
kind of cut you off with a gesture, but tell him who Mr. Skiles is again.
Jeff Skiles is the first officer of the Skybus, U.S. Air Skybus that landed in the Hudson River last year in January because he ran into geese, I think they were.
Yeah, it was geese. Yeah, they ingested some geese, had a double flame out of
the
engines.
But he's going to make his second water landing. We promised him he's going to enjoy this one a whole lot more than he did
one. Because he's not going to get his feet wet on
that's
this one
right.
if he does it right. That's great. Well, look, how much we got to do? Have you got some other stuff that...
One more thing that's real important because we did talk about how much fun it is and how easy it is to get a seaplane rating, and it really is.
Uh-huh.
But... The thing that makes me cringe sometimes is to hear some people, salesmen of seaplanes, saying, you know, it's really neat, you can go out and fly any place you want to or land any place you want to. That's not quite true. And we do put out a water landing directory that's divided by state, and it tells every place you can, if you land or you can't land, it gives the name of the contact information for people that control that lake. So. When you land, you have the confidence of knowing that you're landing in an appropriate place, and you won't have an officer come up to you and give you a ticket for landing in some place you're not supposed to.
That's really good because really the temptation is out there where if you don't see anybody around it, you don't know who owns
Absolutely.
The property or anything like that, and you want to put the plane down. So how does one come about getting one of these water landing directories?
Water landing directories are free to you online if you're a member of the SPA. Our membership is only $45 a year. That hasn't changed in 7 years. And we are kind of the AOPA of the water, I like to call us, because we do the same thing for the waterways that AOPA does for land airports. Unfortunately, regulators from the federal level down to the city municipalities are trying to close waterways at an alarming rate. And our job as an advocacy group is to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
I don't think these planes really do that much to the environment.
Oh, they're the most environmental friendly.
I mean,
it's like two canoes in the water.
I was going to say, it's like having two canoes and two lawnmower engines.
There's no propeller in the water like there is with a boat.
Right, exactly. So you have very low residue coming off the airplane. And they're very, I mean, they really don't make that much noise. I don't
Absolutely.
See what the big stink is.
And, a lot of our job is educating. We go to Congress a lot, and I've met with the people at the Department of the Interior.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it's education. They'll say, geez, I didn't know that. I never thought about that. So it's educating decision makers is a big part of our job. We also put out Waterflying Magazine. It's the only seaplane magazine in the country. And it's a magazine we're very proud of. It's been in continuous production since 1971. Continuous publication.
And a lot of the people, and a lot of the stories are coming from probably some seaplane people that are super in the know.
As a matter of fact, all of our articles are written by our members. As well as the tremendous photography in here, so it's a great magazine. We urge you to join the SPA.
You know, and that's another reason why you need to get that seaplane rating. If you know, for all the approved places that you can go, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Some of the places that you can fly a seaplane, that you can get into, it's just like, it's just like Jim said, you can, you know, you can go anywhere. You know, a car will take you nowhere, and an airplane, a land-based airplane will take you nowhere else, but in a seaplane you can go just about anywhere and have a lot of fun, you know. And
let me give you our email address. It's
sure.
www.seaplanes.org. Seaplanes is plural. Seaplanes.org. You can join us online there, get a chance to win Jack Brown's seaplane course, and have more fun than you ought to be allowed to have.
Well, Jim, look, I appreciate you showing up. I really had a great time. It's windy up here.
Yes, it is, but a beautiful view.
It's a spectacular view. And from up the, you know, this vantage point with the seaplanes just behind us here with the Aviat guys, and I mean there's a lot of stuff
going
on.
Doesn't get any better.
That's even better. Well,
thank you, Rich. I appreciate it very much.
Not a problem, sir. Guys, go check it out. Get with your local people. Get a hold of Jack's Seaplane Base. There's other places you can pick up a seaplane rating. And like we said, doesn't take that long. Not a whole lot of stuff to memorize. No written test is required, really, if you're doing it as an add-on rating. And it's well worth it. I guarantee it. I'm Rich Tillery. I'm coming to you live from up here on top of the Fast Team Resource Center in the FAA Production Studio here at beautiful Lakeland Airport in sunny Florida, home of Sun and Fun 2010.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.